Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, March 11. In Squiz Kids today, Harry and Meghan say goodbye. The kids combating coronavirus. The one-armed surfing superstar. And here comes Harry Styles. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
It was a big day in the royal family yesterday as Harry and Meghan completed their last duty as senior royals before officially stepping down from serving the Queen in 3 weeks' time. The duo made an appearance at Commonwealth Day celebrations in London, which is a day when the Queen brings together senior royals to celebrate the 54 countries of the Commonwealth, the grouping of countries like Australia that has the Queen as its head of state. Why is it a big deal that Harry, Meghan and baby Archie are leaving behind their royal lives? Because he's sixth in line to the throne, because it's almost unheard of for a royal family member to walk away, and because they're about to attempt to go from being two of the most famous royals in the world to ordinary private citizens like you and me. Okay, so maybe not exactly like you and me. How's your stationery stash? Have you got plenty of notebooks and diaries and colour-coded page tabs? Good, just as well, because Kiki K, the store that sells all that fancy stationery, announced yesterday that it could no longer afford to stay open. The owners said the combination of bushfires and coronavirus had meant fewer customers through their doors and were both factors in forcing them to close. The owners are hoping an investor with plenty of money will step in to keep the chain of stores from disappearing altogether.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Taiwan, where kids at a primary school have come up with a Lego-tastic way to keep their hands clean to combat coronavirus. The school's robotics club, which has won robot building competitions all over the world, has created an automatic hand sanitizer and set it up in the hallways. Built entirely out of Lego and using an ultrasonic sensor, the robot sprays any sets of hands that are stuck in front of it. In between classes, kids have been lining up to keep their hands clean, which doctors everywhere are saying is the best thing we can do to all remain healthy.
Sport time!
Hands up, who's ever tried to stand up on a surfboard? So, you know how much balance it requires, right? Then imagine doing it while taking part in an international surfing competition on some of the biggest waves in the world with only one arm. That's what American surfer Bethany Hamilton is about to do after announcing she plans to compete in the upcoming World Surf League qualifiers in the hope of taking on the world's best female surfers in the World Championship Tour next year. 31-year-old Bethany lost her arm to a shark when she was only 13 years old. But she's never let it stop her from spending time in the sea, which she loves, or trying to be the best at her chosen sport. We salute you, Bethany. There's a link in today's episode notes to video of Bethany in action.
Pop Culture Corner.
Harry Styles fans, please remain calm. There's a strong rumour doing the rounds that the former One Direction singer will announce this morning that he's planning to tour Australia and New Zealand. A website mysteriously appeared at the weekend called tastelikestrawberries.com, a reference to a line in Harry's hit single Watermelon Sugar, counting down to this morning, promising fans of the singer that there would be some good news. He's about to launch a world tour starting in England next month. The hot money is on Mr. Styles bringing his celebrated head of hair, fun fashion sense and musical stylings to our shores in November. Cue the screaming.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What day was Prince Harry and Meghan in London to celebrate? That's right, it was Commonwealth Day. Question number two. What popular toy brick game have kids in Taiwan used to make a robotic hand sanitizer? Yeah, it's Lego. Question number three. Which dreamy British pop star is expected to announce his Aussie tour this morning? Yeah, Harry Styles.
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Jessica from Adelaide, Deanna from Listerfield, Joshua from Eastwood, Emma and Shelley from Denniston East, Jai from Menai, Camilla from Warunga, Georgia from Esperance, and Brielle from Wollongbar. And some belated birthday shoutouts to Hetty and Emily from Sydney. Happy birthday to you all. Classroom shoutouts to classes 5F and 6R at Putney Public School, Mr. Alston's class at Listerfield Primary School, and Warradun class at Tuggera Public School. And a special shout-out to the Robinson family from Holland Park, who listen to Squiz Kids every morning on the school run. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.